This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Democratic-controlled U.S. House of Representatives has voted to authorize a public impeachment inquiry targeting President Donald Trump. This after weeks of testimony behind closed doors about his efforts to push Ukraine to investigate his political opponents. The vote was along party lines, with all Republicans against the resolution and two Democratic defectors joining them. Immediately after the vote, Trump on Twitter called the impeachment inquiry the greatest witch hunt in American history. Meanwhile, a former top Trump advisor has been appearing on Capitol Hill. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Tim Morrison is the first White House political appointee to appear in the probe and could be key in the effort to impeach the president. A day after leaving the National Security Council, Morrison confirmed some aspects of earlier reports about the president pushing Ukraine to mount political investigations, telling impeachment investigators he had raised concerns. But Morrison also contradicted other testimony. GOP lawmakers are portraying his opening remarks as shifting the debate in the president's favor. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Officials in Pakistan say at least 74 people have been killed and dozens more injured after fire engulfed a passenger train near Pakistan's Rahimyar Khan city in eastern Punjab province. Television footage showed flames pouring out of the train's carriages, sending huge clouds of black smoke into the sky above. Authorities say many of the victims jumped from the moving train to escape the flames. Officials believe the fire may have been started by a portable gas stove, which are outlawed on trains, but the rule's not always enforced. Islamic State has confirmed the death of its leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, days after President Donald Trump announced the terrorist leader was killed on Saturday during a U.S. military raid in Syria. You're listening to VOA News. Much of the Los Angeles suburbs are under an unprecedented extreme red flag warning because of powerful winds hampering efforts to battle wildfires. Incident manager Kathleen Opplinger with the San Bernardino County Fire Department says the Hillside Fire, about 100 kilometers east of Los Angeles, is nowhere near contained.
You know, we're experiencing very critical fire weather, and so we're experiencing very rapid rates of spread. And even though the wind is going to continue to abate, our relative humidities are still very low. We still have a lot of work to do up there to get rid of the hot spots.
Firefighters say the flames burning near the Getty Center Art Museum in Los Angeles are about 40% contained Thursday, and a separate fire that came dangerously close Wednesday to the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in the Simi Valley is only 10% contained. The Washington Nationals have won the World Series. They defeated the Houston Astros 6-2 to capture the U.S. Capitol's first World Series title since 1924. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told reporters the World Series win unites the all-too-often divided city.
For a couple of weeks, they gave us something that all of Washington, D.C. could unite around, a miracle indeed, something we could use around here these days.
There's another reason to kill, for your children to get a measles vaccine, AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Researchers say after a bout of measles, youngsters are more vulnerable to other germs such as flu or strep. It turns out the measles virus erases much of the immune system's memory of prior infections, hurting its ability to quickly react if those germs return. Scientists dubbed the surprising findings immune amnesia. The research was published in the journals Science and Science Immunology. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Hong Kong police fired tear gas Thursday on masked pro-democracy protesters and Halloween revelers in the territory's nightlife district. Protest organizers appeal to supporters to wear Halloween masks to test the city's recent emergency law banning masks at public gatherings. Hong Kong police say they would demand anyone suspected of being a protester to remove their masks or face paint. But Halloween masks are not covered under the ban, leaving police to figure out who's a protester and who's simply celebrating. A car bomb killed at least 8 people on Thursday in a vegetable market in a northern region of Syria held by Turkish-led forces. Turkey's official news agency says another 14 people were wounded in the attack. And at least 5 people are dead in the southern Philippines after it was struck by a powerful 6.5 magnitude earthquake Thursday. It's the third one to hit the region this month. The region's already struggling from the 2 previous tremors that killed 13 people. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.